Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bible and read James chapter 1 verses 1 to 15. James chapter 1 verses 1 to 15. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driveth with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning here, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it finished, bringeth forth death. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you, we magnify you, we adore you, that you are always with us, with your promises, and the Holy Spirit. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we received from Him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that are written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter. For all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of flesh, your bad stewardship, and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble them before you, Lord, to cleanse us and purify us and once again by your blood that shed on the cross. For us, so we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. For God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will and the plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youths and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept discipline of their parents and to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children and the youth to persevere in the discipline of their parents and that they will serve you, continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our job that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time. And so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessel of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently. For our service is not to please men, but to please you, O God, for the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless and wisdom and solutions to those in trials in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those whom we meet daily in the streets, in the market, in our working places to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. We pray to make a way to all of those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their life to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to new people in those countries that they don't know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory. So your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places so your church will be blessed. Lord, unite us, revive us, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new people. Preach the gospel to them and teach them how to live according to your word in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places, to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. We pray, Lord, that you will bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publications, the children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us to open us up effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word and the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness. In Jesus' name, Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize and to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up unto your hand our service today. Bless every item of service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving. Lord, anoint the speaker and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and families, and the lost, to have the fruit that we desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, we pray that as we worship you today, O God, and we gather once again in your presence, come to us in our midst, O God. Help us, Lord, your people to draw nearer to you, O God, for you are our source of everything in our lives, O God. Anoint, Lord God, our hearts and mind, O God, to draw near to you, Lord Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father God, I come into your presence. With all my heart, I come to sing your praises. I want to feel your embrace, your love and your grace. With a passion in my heart, I desire to see your face. Draw me near your presence, O Lord. Draw me near to you, O loving God. I long for you, my heart worship. Draw me near your presence, O Lord.
Father God, I come into your presence. With all my heart, I come to sing your praises. I want to feel your embrace, your love and your grace. With a passion in my heart, I desire to see your face. Draw me near your presence, O Lord. Draw me near to you, O loving God. I long for you, my heart worships you alone. Draw me near your presence, O Lord. Draw me near your presence, O Lord. Draw me near to you, O loving God. I long for you, my heart worship you alone. Draw me near your presence, O Lord. Draw me near presence, O Lord. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength till we see your face to face. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you, worship you. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek. For you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. For you are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. For you are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. For you are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is the daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I I'm desperate for you. Spoken. desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate without you. Without you, that you fear, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm always at your glory, embraced by your mercy, oh Lord. I live to worship you. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed by your glory, embraced by your mercy, oh Lord. I live to worship you, oh Lord. I live to worship you.
Yes, oh Lord God. There is nothing, oh Lord God, a higher calling in us, your people, but to humble down and repent and have humility in our hearts, O God, at your feet, to know, O Lord God, that you are only God, and we only live to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, continue to anoint us, continue to guide us, and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us continue our worship to God by giving our tithes and offering and first fruit unto God. In Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, bring you all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast the fair fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord. Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit unto God, and let us pray. Lord God, we praise and honor you through obedience through your word that call us to bring our tithes and offering and praise faithfully to respond with trust in your promises, O God. And as we give today, teach us, O Lord, to be more worthy steward to all the resources you bestowed upon us. May our act of obedience reflect our love to you and confidence in your unfailing faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled Watchman Part 22. The watchman can see clearly God's plan of restoration for his people. Watchman Part 22. The watchman can see clearly God's plan of restoration for his people. Open your Bibles in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 6. Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 6. King James Version. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your everlasting love to us, Father. Lord, as we listen to your word today, Father, we pray. Be with us, O Lord God, and let your Holy Spirit be manifest in our lives, O Lord. Open our hearts and our minds, Father, as we listen. Yes, Lord, anoint my lips as I read your message to us today. O Lord God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the things that characterize the watchman of God is his ability to see and grasp early the plan of God to restore his people. There will be a set time for God to do that, and the watchman with faith and with the Holy Spirit anointing can prophesy and assure God's people that the Lord will do that. Jeremiah 31 speaks about God's plan to restore Israel, not only Judah, but the whole tribes of Israel. God's word in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 to 5, reminds his people and his watchmen with his love that is from the beginning, that they may put their hope on him. Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 1 to 5. Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 1 to 5. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. Do not lose hope and do not be discouraged. God still loves you and he has a plan to restore you. So just trust him, come back to him, and he will bless you. Jeremiah chapter 31 verses 7 to 12 speaks of how God will bring back Jacob's descendants whom he scattered among the nations. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 to 12. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 to 12. For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, and the woman with child, and her that troubleth with child together. A great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping and with supplications, will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord had redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord for wheat and for wine and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. God was really determined to restore them after they repented, in order to affirm to them his everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord had appeared for old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. The Lord shall restore the joy and the gladness to his people. Jeremiah 31:13-14. Jeremiah 31:13-14. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. In the same way, as you truly repent and come back to God, he will restore his riches and his blessings to you. And you will be glad, and your joy will be restored back to you, as God shall restore your good health, your strength, and make his provision back to you. Jacob buried his wife Rachel beside the road to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem, as we read here, Genesis 48:7. Genesis 48:7. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same is Bethlehem. And Herod killed the children of Bethlehem. Matthew 2:16-18. Matthew 2:16-18. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not comfort it, because they are not. In Jeremiah 31, the watchman was seeing death. In Jeremiah chapter 31, the watchman was seeing how death invaded and attached the children of God. But he was saying as well the restoration of God's people and how he is going to bring them back. Jeremiah 31:15-16. Jeremiah 31:15-16. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and thee shall come again from the land of the enemy. And we cry out with the prophet and in the spirit of the prophecy and receive the promise of God for restoration. Our labor and hard work is not in vain. God shall restore all our toil along the years and will reward us for all our sacrifices, even after a long time from troubles and after the losses. The word of God is giving us hope and restore our faith and our trust in God that what we had lost in the past, God shall restore. Jeremiah chapter 31, 17. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 17. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. The most important point that we need to concentrate on that God's restoration will start after repentance. The Israelites showed the repentance to God as we can read in verses 18 and 19. Jeremiah chapter 31 verses 18 and 19. Jeremiah chapter 31 verses 18 and 19. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus. Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised. As a bullock and accustomed to the yoke, turn thou me, and I shall be turned. For thou art the Lord my God. Surely after that I was turned. I repented, and after that I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. As God disciplined the Israelites and put them under hard trials, that affliction that they put under caused them great pain and suffering, which pushed them to go back to God. In the same way, when God disciplined us, the pain and the suffering that God shall place on us will push us to repent and turn to God, who will have compassion on us and who will relieve us from the painful conditions and the trials that we place under. Another important sign for Israel repentance is what we read in verse 6, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 6. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. The sign of repentance here is not only returning to the Lord, but to go back to the sanctuary of God in Zion, to his church. The watchman can see clearly and direct the people that repentance is to go back to God's church. As we know that after the death of Solomon, 10 tribes left Judah and half their own kingdom and moved away from the sanctuary of God in Jerusalem, where the priests who were the Levites ministering and teaching the sound word of God. True repentance is going back to God and going to the church that God had placed you in, who is able to teach you well his word and his ways. The watchman is the man who sees things farther clearly. The watchman of Ephraim cried out on the hills of Ephraim, Arise ye, and let us go back to Zion unto the Lord our God. He was truly leading the people back to God as he was calling them to go back to Jerusalem and not to Samaria. Repentance is to turn away from sin, going back to God and to the church that God had placed you in. Therefore, as people abide and show genuine repentance, God's plan of restoration will move forward smoothly and with abundant blessings. The Lord shall speed up the restoration and guide the people and place them where he ordained for them to be. God further expressed his love and concern to his people and his further plan for them as they repented. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 20. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 20. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I speak against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Once you repent, God shall open your eyes and you will see clearly the new things that he is doing in your life. Number one, God will invent ways for restoration in order to bring the people once again near to him. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 21. Set thee up way marks, make thee high heaps, set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. As you are willing to come back, then God will show you clearly and in details the way that you need to take. Number two, families will be restored. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 22. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Broken families shall be restored. Husband and wife will come back and get united. A woman shall compass a man and will start to care together for their children. Number three, a new ordained blessings for God's people. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 23 to 24 and 28. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 23, 24 and 28. Verse 23, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice, and mountain of holiness, and there shall dwell in Judah itself, and in all the cities thereof together, husbandmen, and they that go forth with flocks. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them, to flock up, and to break down, and to throw down, and to destroy, and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. God shall reverse the damages that had taken place in the past in your life and in the life of the church and restore the previous blessings back to you and to his church. Number four, there will be restoration of relationship and unity. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 27. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 27. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. Judah and Israel were separated, but here God mentioned that he will come and sow his blessings in both of them as a sign of his satisfaction with both of them. And this will take place when Israel had come back and united with Judah. Coming back to God is coming back in unity with his church. This reminds us with the word of God in Psalms 133, where God had ordained and commanded his blessing, abundant life and life forevermore. Psalms 133, verses 1 to 3. Psalms 133, verses 1 to 3. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bird, even Aaron's bird, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Number five, refreshment and satisfaction. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 35. Jeremiah 31, verse 25. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. The people whom God restored, they will say. Jeremiah 31, 26. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 26. Upon this I awake and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Upon coming back to God, the food shall become sweet, the drink shall become sweet, and the sleep shall become sweet when you repent and come back fully to God. Number six, justice will prevail. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 29 and 30. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 29 and 30. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Everyone that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. God is a God of justice, and he will punish those who sin according to their sins. As you repent, then you can see how God is sparing you many troubles and the painful trials that you were passing through before you repent. Number seven, a new covenant. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God. And they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, for the last of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Going back to God in repentance, leaving the life of sin, and have faith in the work of Jesus on the cross, where he shed his blood and died for our sin, will bring you with covenant with God that he will pour his Holy Spirit in us and write his word in our hearts. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 to 12. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 to 12. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. My dear and beloved, take the message to your heart. God loves you. And as you repented, he is interested to restore you. Be a watchman who can see God's restoration coming. Encourage the people and help them to see the good plan of God for them and help them to put their hope once again in the Lord. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that helped me to see your good plan of restoration to me and to your people. Lord, thank you for enlightening my mind on the things that I need to repent from, and thank you for opening my eyes to see your good plan for me and the way that I need to follow to be fully restored to you. Confess and renounce all your sins. Confess your backsliding and moving away from God and away from His church. Confess your worldliness and the rest of the sins that you had taken, you away from God. Confess that you went away because you wanted to do your own will and plan. Confess your lack of faith and trust in God. Confess wasting your time on the media and friends. Confess your lack of reading your Bible and your lack of prayer. Lord, I repent. Forgive me the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to spread this word of yours and to encourage the people to come back to you, to repent so they can enjoy your good plan of restoration. Lord, help me and give me the courage and the perseverance to do that. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. Oh Lord, I live to worship you. There is no higher calling. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy, oh Lord. I live to worship you, oh Lord. I live to worship you.
Lord, thank you for all my brothers and sisters who had repented and came back to you. Lord, restore them and open their eyes to see your good plan for them and the blessings that you ordained in their life. Lord, use their lives as good testimonies to others to know you. Lord, make of them watchmen and watchwomen who are fruitful and good example to others to follow. Lord, bless us as your church and thank you for the plan of the restoration that you ordained for us. Lord, we trust you that you will restore many backsliders and the congregations that had left the ways of yours. Lord, bring them to true repentance. Lord, we pray for unity in the church with you and with your word. Lord, help us to continue to do your will and to teach your people and guide them with your plan and purpose in their lives and your ways to restore them back to you. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit Lead us to go and evangelize, making new disciples and training new workers to plant new Bible studies and new congregations for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implement on the whole will of God. Lord, prepare us for your coming to be ready when you come to take us. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless all those who dwell in your house.
They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see your face to face. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you, worship you. For you are holy, Lord.